along with all of you that have come this morning to participate in what the Lord is doing in Victory Outreach Milwaukee. Amen. Let's give the Lord a good clap offering here this Sunday morning in anticipation that the Lord is going to speak to you. Amen. You may have your seats. Worship team, great job. You may have your seats as well here this day. Amen. Well, I'm real excited to be here this morning. Amen. And tell your neighbor, we're on a mission right now. Whether you know it or not, we are on a mission. You know, in doing God's will and building His temple of those that are still lost and bound, and discipling those that have already been saved to be equipped so that you too can do likewise, and reaching out and reaching with us to reach the lost and the bound. Amen. Before I start the message here this morning, I know that we have a pledge going on in regards to the school, the furnaces, and everything that's going to take place in the school, and getting it up to par in order for it to facilitate a new business that we're going to be having there. Amen. Where great finances will be able to come in, and we will be able to do what the Lord wants in this city. Amen. And so with that, amen, we've been, I think, like 2 weeks now. So I have a little red sticker here, a little red star. Might have to get a bigger one with time. We'll see. And they're all going to have red as the finances start coming in. It's going to start going around because we're starting off with nothing. And our goal is to reach 60,000, to have all the furnaces put in the school, all the material, labor, and everything that is included in regards to having that school up and going for the business that we're about to start. Amen. And so every time we reach, you know, the first one is 2,300, the next one is 4,000, the next one is 6,000. And as the finances come in, every time they do, we're going to put a red star in them. But the first one's going to is a red star with some yellow in the middle. Amen. The last one, the 60,000, is going to be like this one. But all the ones in the middle, in between, are just going to be solid red. Amen. So I'm going to make my way over there. Amen. And Brother Ron and Marco promised me that they weren't going to shake the ladder, but they were going to hold the ladder. Amen. And I'll be the first one to put the first one up there, and then I'll let the guys do it. Amen. I don't want to feel like I'm at work right now. Amen. But guess what? I am. I'm at work right now. This is what I do. Amen. Amen. So it's going to go right here. I'm getting out of the camera. So it's going to go right there. And if it don't view really good, I'm not worried about it. We got to get a big one this big. We're going to get a big one that big. Amen? No problema. But it has started. Amen? Let's give the Lord a good clap offering. Amen? That has already came in. So the pledge has started, and we're going to fulfill it. We're going to fulfill it. Amen. We're going to build that bridge that God has placed in my heart to cross the lost and the bound over. Amen. This is our mission. This is our vision right now that will be accomplished. And I pray that you become part of it to accomplish what the Lord is doing, and those viewing through Facebook, that you would be a part of it as well. Amen. There's many ways to give. If you heard Pastor Felipe pick up the offering, amen, you should know. Amen. But if you have questions on how to give, just simply maybe towards this school pledge, amen, Sister Lily Macias, which is Pastor Felipe's wife, is going to put her number right now for those that are viewing through Facebook for she can guide you in how to give towards the school pledge. Amen. I'm excited here this day. I want to thank Dan. Amen. The place right here on 57th. Amen. What's the name of it, love? Scientastic. A little quick commercial for Dan that did this banner for the church without charging us a penny. Amen. So we want to thank Dan. And there, his business there located on Burley, 57th, and not Burley, but Burnham. 57th and Burnham, it's right across the gas station there. So if anybody needs any signage work done or anything, a sister here from the church, that's her son-in-law. So anyhow, she called me. She says, I have a son-in-law that does that when I just spoke it into existence. And that's where, and that's the home bridge that is here in Milwaukee, amen. So that's what we're doing. We're going to be crossing people over, amen. But in order to cross them all, we first got to build the bridge, amen. At this time, the ushers are going to make their way forward, amen. And if you would raise your hands, they're going to be passing out the worksheet, amen, that we're going through in dealing with the gifts. Amen. We have finished the gift on the giver, and now we're on the second motivational gift, amen, out of the seven that I'm going to be touching on. We're now going into the second one, which is the gift of the server. The gift of the server. If there's one thing we're known for in Victor Outreach, it's to serve. Amen. We have hearts of servanthood. We go way beyond what's expected. Amen. Just like at one time we went way beyond when we were lost and bound. Amen. So if you just keep your hands up, there's still a few more hands still up. And remember, we don't want to lose these papers, amen? Because at the end of the seven gifts, when I complete it at the end, we're going to tally up all the scores and you're going to find out your gift or your secondary gift as well. And it's going to allow you to, you know, hone in on your power spots, amen? And we are wanting to position people in the church. Position people in the church according to their gifting. In the real beginning, you just put anybody in any spot, amen? But we've been here 18 years, amen? We got a powerful leadership. I want to give a clap offering. Let's give the leadership of Victor Outreach Milwaukee a good clap offering. Amen. They're just not have the title of a leader, but they got to go through stuff that leaders got to go through, amen? And that's why we have an order here this morning, all the way to a ladder being put in position. Amen. Everything is thought over. Amen. So if you have that printout, I want you, if you have a cell phone, I'm going to give you this time to take a picture of it. That way something happens to that paper. Amen. You, if you're really in right now, you're not going to lose that paper, those papers. You're not going to lose them. You're not going to lose them. But things happen, and we know that things happen. So I would ask that you take a snapshot of it so you can have it. Amen? And another thing, as I get into the gifts, there's 20 characteristics that make up the server. Amen? And out of the 20, I'm going to only be using 9 that really stood out to me. Amen. So as we go along, the first one's the first one, the second, the sixth one, seventh one, 10th one, 11, 17, 18, and 20 we're going to be using on that printout you got there. But I'm going to go one by one so you didn't have to remember what I just said right there. Amen. We're going to take them one by one and break them down this beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning. Is everybody finally got a printout? If there's anybody still lacking a printout, if you want to raise your hands, amen? Praise the Lord. Anybody viewing through Facebook, you can still, with that phone number of Sister Lily Macias, if you want to inquire these printouts or for her to text it to you, email it to you, amen, just get a hold of her and she'll do whatever it takes to get that printout in your hands, amen? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. As we get started here this morning, the book of James, chapter 1, verse 22 through 25. I want to remind us as well that the fast is taking place right now. And though I got off to a little rough start in the second day, I'm not thinking about food no more. Amen? Sometimes you just got to go through some stuff. The devil's so sure to lie to you. Say, oh, I can't do it. It's 21 days. And we never even give it a shot. We don't even try. And we can convince ourselves that we're not ready for it. It's too spiritual. You were doing it in the world when you didn't have a spiritual bone in your body. Amen? Some of you would brag how many days you had gone without eating because whatever you were consuming was so good. So I thank the Lord that I'm no longer thinking about food no more. It's behind me. It's behind me. Amen. And I want to thank the Lord for that. And I want to thank all those that are participating in the fast and staying faithful to it. And then I challenge those that maybe are not fully ready to do a 21-day Daniel fast, that you would find something that you really like doing every day. Amen. And that you surrender it for that 21 days. It could be your phone. Amen. It could be certain things, fast food, whatever it might be. Amen. But as we do all this, we have prayer targets. We're not just fasting to fast, but we're fasting with a direction from the Lord, from a direction from our founders, all the way down, amen, in the international prayer targets we have. And on Wednesday night, on prayer and accessory night here, we go through all the international prayer targets, and then we made a fresh, a few prayer targets that deal with our local ministry here and what we're praying and fasting for, amen. So I want to thank everyone that is partaking in the fast. And if you haven't started, I mean the last day is on the 24th of January, you can get on board. You know, it's just finally sinking in and say, you know what? My situation ain't getting better. I thought it was going to clear up and it didn't. I'm going to take heed to what the pastor is saying right now. I'm going to take heed what our ministry is doing all over the world internationally, and I'm gonna start doing the fast. Matter of fact, I'm going to call Pastor Charlie after service, his wife, Sister Lily, whoever you got to connect with to see how you can get started and what is a Daniel fast and what does it consist of. And any questions you might have, we're here for you. The phones are on. Amen? Praise the Lord. James chapter 1, verse 22 through 25. Remember, we're starting fresh today. I'm going to be speaking about the gift of the server now, today and next week. And then we're going to go to the third one. Amen? The third gift. Amen? James says, but don't just listen to God's word. So we all have that opportunity here this morning that are present to listen to God's word here this day. That's good, but James says that's not good enough. Those viewing through Facebook, you too have the opportunity just as much as those that are present here in the sanctuary this day to listen to God's word. But like I just said for the congregation here, that's a good starting place, but that's not good enough. But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. We're speaking about now the gift of the server. Amen? You must do what it says. Otherwise, That tells us that James was talking, he was viewing people that some that were following instructions and being obedient and doing God's will, but he also saw others that were hearing the same instructions, the same message, and yet were not doing what the instructions of the Lord were. Amen? There's a condition here. It says you must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. You're not fooling the pastor. Amen. Your wife, your husband, your children. You're only fooling yourself. You're hurting yourself. When you hear God's word as if not important enough to do what it says. That's only hurting yourself. It's only hurting yourself. In the big picture, does it hurt me, the leadership, the church, the lost and the bound? Yes, it does. But it keeps you in the same place. I know so many people that know God's word backwards and forward. They can quote more scripture than I can, but they don't do what it says. They don't do what it says. So James says, you're only fooling yourself. It was one thing to fool ourselves when we were out there lost and bound in addiction and all the things we're doing, amen. We thought we were on top of things, getting over, making money. But the truth was, we were just fooling ourselves, amen. It goes on to say, for if you listen to the word and don't obey it, it is like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself. How many know when, if your mirror is clean enough, that you should see your reflection on there? Amen? When I come out of the shower early in the morning on Sunday morning, mine's fogged up, so I got to wipe it before I can see my reflection. You see yourself and walk away and forget what you look like. How many don't know what they look like? Amen? And James is just making a comparison that too many times we come to church, we hear the word of the Lord, amen? We leave the church and we forget what he said. We forget. As one of us going to the mirror and walking away from the mirror and forgetting what we look like. If you can't see Jesus in the importance of obeying his word, who you see in the mirror is not really who that person is. But if you look carefully, the Bible records, into the perfect law that sees you free. Jesus has set us free. How many have been set free by the Lord? I understand that we're in a process. I understand he ain't done yet, but that he has started a good work in our lives. And the Bible records, but if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for what? He ain't gonna bless you for hearing it. The blessing comes from doing it. Then God will bless you for doing it. Going to be speaking about the gift of the server here this beautiful morning, amen. And if you're in this morning, you're going to hear every word I have to say. Because it's kind of hard to remember something you ain't carefully listening to, amen. It's hard enough to retain God's word, listening to it. More or less not really listening here this morning, thinking you're going to walk out and obey something you didn't even hear in the first place. It's kind of hard to follow instructions that you haven't heard. But a lot of times we can be in church and think we've been in church long enough where we don't have to listen to the pastor. What you're saying is you don't have to listen to the Lord. Too many times we think we could just hang out in the service, do our good deed by coming to church, by hearing the word, but the blessing, my friend, comes by doing it. Don't fool yourselves to think God's going to hook you up and bless you if you're simply just hearing his word. And this word, the gift of the server, amen. I put here, we can all serve without having the gift of the server. Just like last week I said, just like we can all tithe without having the gift of the giver. We all have the capacity to serve here this morning. To use our gifts well in serving others. Amen? Simple notes I placed here. This year, I put is the year of new people getting involved in the church. What is one way of getting involved in the church? Well, it's not just coming to church and hearing God's word, but by doing it. And within our congregation here this Sunday morning, one way of doing God's word is by becoming not just a member of the church, but an active member of the church that contributes to the church in helping it grow and using your gifts. Amen. In the gift of the giver, the book said it was roughly just 6% that had that gift, 6%. In the gift of the server, the book says that 17% have it. But I believe that the book, it interviewed people for over a 10-year span to get these percentages, amen? And I don't believe they viewed, when this book was written, this is just me speaking out loud, amen? That they didn't interview people from Victor Outreach when this book was written. The book says that 17% have the gift of the server. I believe in our Victory Outreach ministry, many more have the gift because we are a doing ministry. And that's why our ministry is blessed by God, because we're a doing ministry all over the world, in Africa, London, Europe, Mexico, Texas, California, all through the Great Lakes region, even a place called Milwaukee, Wisconsin.